It's the list.
And your girl.
At Fightful.com.
With Denise Salcedo.
And Sean Rossap.
And the list goes on. On down the line. When the list goes on.
Do I have to start singing Taylor Swift songs now?
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
I can't even speak Spanish.
It's amazing. Oh, that's great. See, everybody's a Denise fan. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, apparently. Oh man.
The list goes on. What's up, Jimmy?
Well, I want to ask you about Bobby Lashley. Do you think there's any chance, because you know that this man, we don't have a lot of confidence. Do you think there's any chance he loses to Bill Goldberg at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
It's something that, gosh, I think, was it Denise and I talked about two nights ago? I think it was me and Denise. Like, maybe he drops it back at Saudi. Lashley wins it back. Exactly.
That's not till October.
Okay. So, do you remember just a few years ago when it was just normal to have the title on Lesnar or Goldberg and not see it on the show for like a month,
yes,
2 months, 3 months, Jimmy?
Yes.
I think there's a possibility Goldberg wins it and doesn't drop it till the Rumble.
Oh, my good Lord.
Because okay, I'm not putting it past Vince.
I agree with you. Okay, so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, especially since they just had Lashley on Austin's podcast and stuff. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Lashley goes over at SummerSlam. So my next question is, what's next for him? Because he's wrestled Drew to death. Damian Priest is probably going to be in the U.S. title picture. What's next for – they got nothing. Like, what's next for Bobby Lashley?
So it's funny because when I asked him this a couple months ago and I said, you can't say Lesnar, he was like, Damian Priest? And he was like, Damian? But Damian's going to have the U.S. title. So what is next?
I really don't know. Like, the only thing I can think of is, I don't know. Maybe because RK-Bro is probably going to win the tag titles. They could, I guess, even though Orton and Riddle are tag champions, have one or both of them involved. Otherwise, it's tough. When's the draft again? Or the proposed draft?
Back to like October.
Not till October. Oh boy. That's a tough one, man. That's a tough one. I mean, they could do the open challenge thing and they can get Lashley in there with guys like Ricochet. That'd be fun if they did that. Otherwise, that's a tough one. Now, on the other side of the coin with Bill Goldberg, he did an interview with Steve Mulehausen for DAZN. And I thought this was quite interesting. So he talked about Matt Riddle and he said he thought Matt Riddle was a prick or whatever, but he also put over Matt Riddle for his passion for the business and for his work ethic. Do you think there's any possibility?
Yes, there's absolutely a possibility.
Goldberg, Matt Riddle?
Yes, I think there's absolutely a possibility. And then you know what I think happens? I think Goldberg says, I should go over in that match. That's what happens. Goldberg, I think, legitimately believes to this day that he can beat up Matt Riddle.
Right.
And let me tell you, buddy, that ain't fucking happening. It ain't happening. I can't tell you how bad Matt Riddle, now removed from MMA for 7 years, would have whooped Bill Goldberg's ass in a real fight at Goldberg's physical prime, regardless, would have beat the fucking brakes off the man. But I guarantee you that Goldberg thinks that he could beat up Matt Riddle. I think it should happen. And quite frankly, I think Matt Riddle should have been the guy that put a couple guys out to pasture. But what they're doing with him seems to be working really well. He doesn't have to be like uber serious MMA guy. He is a sports entertainer for sure.
He is, except I agree with you. Given the presentation of his character, I definitely think Vince would have Goldberg beat him. Just given the presentation of his character. But that'd be interesting. And then I guess the other part of the question is because, again, you know, their ability to tell stories now, the way they fucked up Drew and Jinder. Do you think they would tell the story with Goldberg and Riddle and they got all this footage? Remember when they met backstage at WrestleMania?
License our footage, WWE.
Right.
We're where it started, for the love of God.
That's right.
We kicked it off. I would spend every week trying to get Riddle to shoot on somebody. And then finally, one week, he just did. He just buried them.
if they ever do go down this road, you know, we got connections to WWE. They can have the footage for free.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Get it done. That'd be awesome. NXT reportedly heading back to tape shows. What are you hearing?
Not all the time, but they are after TakeOver. But it's not like a full-on, like, forever thing there. That's just not what they're doing. But they are this week. They're taping two episodes, or they're taping at least two episodes. They're taping Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, but it's not going to be an every week thing.
No, that's not the plan.
Have you heard about anything out of USA in terms of their feeling that, you know, they had just re-signed a multi-year deal with NXT back in March? Now, we think it was for the same money or less money.
I'll just say, before you even ask, stay tuned. I'm working on one. I'm talking to people this week specifically. I've been working on a story for about a month and a half, and it's multi-layered and multi-networked. And I'll put it like this. You're going to see some synergy, some lack of synergy this week during SummerSlam between Peacock and NBC, or Peacock and USA. And I mean, they are under the same umbrella even, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yep.
But you're going to see some stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you saw some like limitations put on what can be put out there from SummerSlam.
Interesting. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk more about the whole budget cut thing, how WWE has been using that excuse. And last week I talked about the upcoming new headquarters, and now they're going to be spending upwards, I think it was $180 million total. And for the year, I think it was $85 to $105 million for 2021, and how I think that's a big reason for the budget cut excuse. Well, something else that's just come out. Remember how they were dealing with that lawsuit with the shareholders who alleged violations by company directors involving the Saudi Arabia show and the MENA TV deal?
Yeah.
So it's come out this week that they have settled, and it's estimated that it's going to cost WWE upwards of $39 million.
Damn.
So you want to talk about the budget cut excuse? Well, there's another one for you.
Yep.
So the money's going in the wrong direction.
They cut a solid million from their books with these most recent releases, at least a million, I would say.
You mean between April...
No, just the 13 NXT releases.
Not much, really.
I mean, you think about it, like 13 guys, that's a million. That's at least a million. Because a couple of them, Bronson Reed and Mercedes Martinez, they're getting at least six figures. There's no way they're not. So, I mean, that's probably about a million off right there. Bray, Braun, well over a million each.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, Braun, we know for sure. Yep.
Yep. Yeah.
Baron Corbin. I never thought that I would ever, ever put over Baron Corbin. And I know that some people don't like this whole destitute down on his luck character because they think that it pokes fun at people that don't have money. I understand that. I think that Baron Corbin, with what he's been given, is knocking it out of the park.
Yep.
And it was the New Day that said that they want to see Baron Corbin against Bill Goldberg in a story where if Corbin wins, he gets $1 million. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, my God, I want to see it now, too.
I would love it. I would love it. I mean, that's just so fun. Like,
he's when I really see that, doing a good job with it.
Sees that and he's like, they go, how much money do you need to get on your feet? And he's like, I don't know, $100,000? I love it because he's so detached from reality. Mm. He could be fine. Like, that's the situation. He could be fine. He's not poor, I don't think. I think the thing is, he's just living well beyond his means, and he's being stupid about it. He refuses to remove that life. Oh, I loved the indie hater Baron Corbin gimmick so much. It was very brief. Like, when he told Apollo Crews, go back to Ring of Honor. And Apollo Crews had never been in Ring of Honor.
Right.
And it's like, it was even better because why the fuck would Baron Corbin know that to begin with? I loved that. This is the most interested I've been in him since then. I was briefly maybe more interested when Cutler and Blake were joining him because I was like, finally, something different. But I like what he's doing here.
It's been funny. It has been. Like, his reactions have been pretty good. And Corbin Goldberg, I never would have thought in a million years that would be a match under any circumstance that would interest me. And it does under the pretense that that the New Day have proposed. So,
and I want to see fun stuff out of Goldberg. I don't want to see title matches.
Agreed. Especially when every title match he gets beaten 2 minutes.
Yep.
I mean, who gives a shit now, you know?
Yep.
So I guess one last thing. The Royal Rumble, you reported that they might be looking at February instead of the traditional January. What's the reason?
There are a couple of reasons. Well, there's one reason. The NFL. The NFL made their season 17 games as opposed to 17 weeks. It's 17 games per team. That pushed things back 1 week. That pushed the Super Bowl back 1 week. There's that gap, that 1 week gap between the conference finals, or that's what it is. And then the Super Bowl. So they take that Sunday in between those two. Personally, I think WWE should be running Saturdays for a lot of that stuff. Do just capitalize on that. UFC is putting on, if they're lucky, one big card a month, if they're lucky. So I would be running Saturdays, but yeah, I heard that St. Louis was the talk. There was some internal talk about Seattle. Now I know, quite frankly, there are some people in the company that would confuse STL and Seattle.
You're kidding.
But no, I'm not. But Seattle was originally discussed for 2020, I think, or maybe it was this year. No, it was 2021. But yeah, St. Louis was the front runner. Nothing's guaranteed until it happens because Jimmy, until 3 or 4 days before they announced Allegiant, I had people in WWE angling to me that they didn't want to do SummerSlam in Vegas because of the big fight. Now they don't have to worry about the damn fight because ain't nobody talking about the damn fight.
Manny's still fighting though. Yeah, fighting another guy.
Yes, he is. But Spence not being in that fight is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't, like, I mean, it's this Saturday.
Yes.
It's this Saturday.
Nobody's talking about it.
You're right. Haven't heard nothing about it.
So, I mean, that's a big W for WWE because Errol Spence not being in that fight is a big time thing.
Right, right. All right, that's all I got for you, bud. Have fun in Vegas.
Oh boy, and I'm sure I will.
I forgot your wife is going with you, so absolutely go to Mon Ami Gabi and have a good meal there, and have fun.
Can I expense the same place as I expensed last time, or
what place was that?
Are you sure you want me to say on the air? They've got RVD and Katie Forbes are going to be there.
Are you being serious?
Andrew Zarian of Matt Men's going to be there. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
You've told me about Andrew Zarian. So let me think about this. So the last time, I don't think you expend shit because I paid for it. So I don't know what's going to happen this time. Did we tell the story? Did we tell the story on the air about how Disco was working the desk and I absolutely did not know it was him? Did we tell that story?
We've told some Disco stories.
Okay. All right. That's all I got to say then. Okay. Have fun and keep me posted on what's going on.
Until next time, we're out.